More than 1,000 people marched on Senator Charles Schumer's apartment in Park Slope Tuesday night, condemning Schumer's votes in favor of three of Trump's cabinet appointments and demanding that Senator Schumer and other Democrats join the resistance and stop placating the Trump administration and Wall Street. Here we hear an organizer for the Communication Workers of America.
We used to say, you know, resistance means to withstand and oppose all obstacles in our path. And right here, we're going to withstand and oppose all 13 of those orders that Trump put in. We're going to withstand and oppose. We'll let the TPP slide. We'll give them that one. And I'm going to stand here and say unapologetically that black lives do matter. Put your fist in the air if you think black lives matter. I'm getting sick and tired of these crooked cops killing my brothers and killing my sisters for no reason at all. This shit got to stop. And I'm not going to let Trump, I'm not going to let Bannon, I'm not going to let Ryan, I'm not going to let nobody tell me that black lives do not matter, because black lives matter. Refugee lives matter. Trump got some nerve. He wants to build a pipeline through indigenous people's land. He wants to build a pipeline through indigenous people's land. At the same time, he wants to deny refugees after we went in there and destroyed their country. And then he's got the audacity to speak at the CIA and say, oh, we should have took their oil. He needs to be impeached just for that statement alone. We need to ban Bannon and dump Trump. We will not sit by and let our children's equality of education be undermined by Betsy DeVos and her billionaire interests. She has absolutely no experience with education. She didn't even take an education class in college. Why is she on top of her education right now? Why? You know why? Because she represents the billionaire. She wants to privatize all the schools. She wants to take all the money out of her pocket and put it in their pocket. We will not be silent as the hardworking people around this country are denied living wages and union representation by Andy Putzer and his despicable business practices. I got a little experience with union busting. Just a little bit. Cablevision fired me 3 times because all I wanted was a decent wage. I wanted to be able to afford an apartment in that nice building right there without paying $10,000 a month. I used to have to work cable in that damn apartment right there. And I couldn't even afford to live there. We're here tonight to put the Democrats on notice. It's time. That power in this country has shifted. It's time Chuck Schumer started putting the interests of the people over the interests of people on Wall Street. Yeah! It's unacceptable that Mr. Schumer has voted yes on any appointees. He voted yes 3 times. That's 3 times too many. We thought we put him in that power, and we want you to vote no, Mr. Schumer, with all due respect. Resistance makes a difference. Resistance makes a difference. Keep moving with persistence. Peace, y'all.
While the Democratic Party officials are helping to promote the ongoing protests, they are not yet able to control them. Independently thinking people participate in protests against what many view as the coming of fascism to the United States of America. They seek to oppose it before it congeals. People are aware of who's pulling whose strings. To chance of impeach Trump? Several also added, impeach Ryan first, impeach Pence next, then impeach Trump. Travis Morales represents the group RefuseFascism.org.
We have an emergency on our hands. A real emergency. The Trump-Pence regime is illegitimate.
Yes.
It's illegitimate because it's fascist.
Yes.
And that must not be allowed to rule. We and our millions and tens of millions, we have a responsibility to humanity to drive out this regime.
Yes.
I want you to take a little pledge with me. Repeat after me. In the name of humanity.
In the name of humanity.
We refuse to accept.
We refuse to accept.
A fascist America.
A fascist America.
In the name of humanity.
In the name of humanity.
We refuse to accept.
We refuse to accept.
A fascist America.
A fascist America.
And here's the deal, brothers and sisters. We do not have 4 years. We don't have 4 months. We may not even have 4 days. It is up to us and our millions to be in the streets to drive them from power.
No Muslim ban, no deportation, no fascist USA.
Kit Rose Burrows from NYCC New York Communities for Change. Yeah!
We know who Goldman Sachs is. We know how bad they are. We know how, I hate to call him our president, let's just say Trump, said that he was going to drain the swamp, right? Well, what he actually did was he restocked it with the same bastards that were there before, and he gave them even more power than they had before.
Boo!
That's not draining the swamp.
Boo!
But now we need Chuck Schumer to get a spine.
Yeah!
We need him to back away from Sachs and get a spine.
Yes!
The only thing more powerful than Chuck Schumer in Washington is us.
Yeah.
And we need to always remember that. The richest and most bigoted government that we've ever had in the history of this country. That's not what I fought for in Vietnam. Now, Trump promised that he was going to bring us together. And he has.
That's right.
We're having meetings like this because we know that we can't allow this stupid individual and his cronies to take our country away from us.
Yes.
Chuck Schumer, back away from Sachs, get a spine. Back away from Sachs,
get a spine.
Back away from Sachs, get a spine.
Back away from Sachs, get a spine.
We're going to ask members of 32BJ, DWA, and if there are folks from DSA as well, actually go in front of Senator Schumer's house, like the actual side. We're gonna shout as loud as possible. We want Schumer's neighbors to call him.
Yeah.
Schumer's neighbors to say, you better resist Trump or these folks are gonna come every day. We want Schumer to know that he must be the opposition. So what we're going to do, we're going to march that way. We want folks to hold up their signs. We want folks to chant. We want folks to hold up fists or peace signs or whatever it is that you want to hold up and march to this house.
All right, I need everybody to get out your cell phone. The hashtag we're using is Resist Trump Tuesdays. Every Tuesday, we are fighting the resistance. This is what we're doing this week. We're gonna have something next week. We will be back at Chuck Schumer's house. But remember to tweet Resist Trump Tuesday. If you wanna learn more about organizing, go to resisthere.org.
Say it loud, say it clear, immigrants are welcome here. Say it loud, say it clear, immigrants are welcome here. Filibuster everything, filibuster everything, filibuster everything. No hate, no fear. Refugees are welcome here, no hate, no fear. Refugees are welcome here.
So we're now approaching 9 Prospect Park West. This is where Schumer lives, on the corner of Prospect Park West and President Street. Now there are 50 people who have moved in front of number 9 Prospect Park West with a big banner that says Resist Trump. And they're temporarily at least blocking the entranceway.
Resist or resign! Resist or resign! Resist or resign!
Can you tell me what your sign says?
Yes, it says socialism rules. It was made by a sign-making party by the New York City Democratic Socialists of America, who I'm here in solidarity with. I'm a member on the Upper Manhattan and Bronx branch. My name is Tim Harden. I'm a student.
I knew a Tim Harden who is a musician.
Oh, yeah, the good folk singer, Tim Harden. And the reverse side says fascism sucks.
So what do you mean by socialism?
In Democratic Socialists of America, we believe that workers and the working class, the middle class, should have more control of their living conditions. We want to have a more egalitarian and equal world. We think we can do that.
What would that look like in specific on the issues that we're facing today?
We organized along a lot of lines tonight. We're here in solidarity, especially with the immigrants. Trump's executive order is unconstitutional and it discriminates against many different ethnicities and nationalities. And for DSA, we absolutely oppose that on all grounds. We think that all immigrants are equal here. Our nation was built by immigrants, and especially in New York City, where tens of millions of immigrants have entered our country, this is completely unacceptable to have these executive orders that have been implemented by Trump and Bannon. We absolutely oppose them. Bannon is still pulling the strings a lot in the White House. And for a white nationalist to be in the halls of power in this country is absolutely unconscionable. Our vision of socialism has no room for all these things that Trump and Bannon and Pence are implementing. So Republican supermajority presents a pretty significant challenge, but we're ready for it. Our membership is going through the roof. We just hit over 15,000 members, and a ton of people are joining every day. You can see a lot of people are fired up. Even though the task ahead of us is significant, we're optimistic that we're going to win.
So I'm standing here interviewing Donald Trump.
I'm huge, you know.
Your costume is you have a giant mask, a Trump mask that you're wearing.
King Trump. And I have the American Eagle here, the symbol of America, except he's in serious medical. He needs detention. He's sitting on, he's perched on some dynamite sticks.
Did you make these masks and puppets yourself? Or?
I get them at Walmart. No, I'm kidding. No. This was 5 days of work, 16-hour days. I put off making a Trump mask until the last possible moment. I just didn't want to do it. And then I thought, all right, I have to do this. Try to use art to make political statements and tell messages. I find that the journalists would just assume be truthful, but they can't. But they can publish art. It's a loophole. And they're forgiven because, well, it's art. What does it mean? So I find you can insert some very radical messaging into the mainstream press. They're eager to have something that tells a story that they can't literally say with words.
If people want to get in touch with you to do art, is there an address that you have?
You can reach me through my website, elliottcrown.com. That's Elliot with two L's and one T, Crown, CROWN.com. And if the Koch brothers will back me, I can do anything.
Outside the home in Park Slope, Brooklyn, of Senator Charles Schumer, this is Mitchell Cohen for WBAI Pacifica Radio.
Next Tuesday at 6 o'clock, we're meeting at Columbus Circle.